Hello and welcome to another edition of In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott. And on this episode, I'm going to be featuring songs that contain the number two. And we're going to start off with vocalist Catherine Dupuy from her album I Hear Music and her version of Two for the Road.
If you're feeling fancy free, come wander through the world with me and any place we chance to be will be our rendezvous. Two for the road, we'll travel down the years collecting precious memories, selecting souvenirs the way we please. Shabbat in summertime, the sun will shine. In winter, we'll drink summer wine. Every day that you are mine will be a lovely day. As long as love still wears a smile, I know that we'll be two for the road.
Shabbat Shalom.
The beautiful piano of Bill Evans, recorded live at the Village Vanguard many, many years ago, and a beautiful version of The Two Lonely People. And just before that, Catherine Dupuy from her album I Hear Music with Two for the Road. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. Here's a live recording from pianist Barry Harris, live in New York, and this one is called Two-Step.
Our drummer, Mr. Leroy Williams, took it upon himself after all these years to write a song. Mr. Williams, take a bow. Thank you.
just heard some music from a group called El Echo with a song called Two Worlds. And before that, Barry Harris live in New York with Two Step.
You're listening to CHUO 89.1 FM. Independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau.
Advertising on CHUO speaks your language. To find out more, send an email to advertising@chuo.fm.
What's up, Ottawa? This is your Big Mouth on the mic. Daddy Rich is vibing out with you right now, and I'm telling you to pick up your CHUO 89.1 mask. Yes, pick it up right now on our website at chuo.fm.
Hashtag just got weird. Calling all students, you have a role to play in ending sexual violence on our campus. The Ottawa Coalition to End Violence Against Women and the Ottawa Rape Crisis Center wants you to help in keeping at-risk situations from going from weird to serious. Learn about all these weird situations and how you can intervene by visiting justgotweird.com. OCTO acknowledges the financial support of Status of Women Canada. For tips on how to prevent sexual violence on our campus, visit justgotweird.com.
We're back, and we're now going to continue with a track from drummer Alphonse Mouzon from his album The Survivor, and this track is called Two Lonely Hearts. And don't forget that you're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
Thank you.
That was music from Arneson Dagg from an album called Photographs. We heard 2x18. Very interesting piece of music, and her voice was just outstanding. And before that, drummer Alphonse Mouzon from his album The Survivor, we heard Two Lonely Hearts. Let's continue now with some music from Brian Barley. Brian Holgate Barley was a saxophonist, clarinetist, and composer, born in Sarnia, Ontario, December 10th. He died June 8th, 1971 in Toronto from neurological complications from an automobile accident in 1966. But I have to tell you, he was one of the most gifted Canadian jazz musicians, and his life was cut short way too early. We're going to listen to an example of that right now. Going back to 1970, let's listen to the Brian Barley Trio and a track called 2x5.
Bye. in 1942, Snooky Young and I were playing with Les Heist Band. Cy Oliver came to town with Tommy Dorsey's orchestra. Tommy Dorsey was playing at the Palladium. Of course, the only bands played there were white bands. They didn't hire any black bands, as you know. Also, blacks could not go into this ballroom. In fact, they couldn't go into a lot of places during that time. This was a time of segregation. Even the Navy, I was getting ready to go to the Navy, it was even segregated. So what the heck? The Palladium, yeah, what are you going to do? Anyway, Cy Oliver came to town with Tommy Dorsey's band. Of course, I had replaced Cy with Jimmy Lunsford. We were great friends. And Cy called me up and said, hey, come on out and see me. He knew I would probably want to hear some of his newest arrangements. I was one of his great admirers. And so I told him, yeah, I'll be out there. And Snooky, I bring Snooky with me because he loved Snooky too. So when we got there, Snooky and I went out there that night. And all we had to do was go to the stage door and go on the seaside, back in his dressing room. There's no problem, you know. But this night, Snooky and I just said, hey, let's go buy a ticket and go into the Palladium. It was kind of like a joke, you know, an inside joke. He said, well, let's do it. So we went up to the box office and put up my money and said, tickets, you know. And the young lady says, can't sell you a ticket. And I said, well, why? You know, I said, well, I just can't sell you a ticket. And kept talking to him. She became frustrated about it, and so she called the manager. So the manager came. He said, well, what's the problem here? I said, well, we want to buy a ticket to go. And he says, well, I can't sell you a ticket. He said, well, why can't you sell us a ticket? So the guy, he looked at us, and he looked at us kind of curiously. And he said, oh, you have on zoot suits. So I said, well, what's a zoot suit? He says, well, zoot suits, you wear those peg pants, you know, what do you call them, down at the cuffs there. Your cuffs are very small and the big, wide other part of the pants. I said, well, I don't know about that because I know I didn't wear any zoot suits because when I was with Jimmy Lunsford Band, he wouldn't allow us to wear those peg pants and those things that they were wearing. They later called them zoot suits. I don't know where that came from. But anyway, I said, well, what makes a zoot suit? He says, well, your cuffs are too small. I said, well, how large are they supposed to be? He says, well, yours are about 17. I can see that, he says. I said, well, no, go get your measuring tape. You got a measuring tape? Go get a measuring tape. So he went and got a measuring tape, and he came back and he measured our cuffs. Our cuffs were 19 inches. He gave up the idea. He said, give him the tickets. We went on in. We saw Tommy Dorsey's band. We talked to Cy. Cy wanted to know, where have you guys been? You know, what have you been up to? We were up to that. We went on in the Palladium. I imagine that Snooky Young and I may be the first two blacks to ever buy a ticket to go in the Palladium because it wasn't until even in the very late 50s that they started renting the Palladium to blacks for special dances, just like they did in Detroit in 1934. But that didn't happen even until the 50s. Of course, now, later on, I played there with my band many times.
That was bandleader Gerald Wilson from a recording called Sweet Memories, Reflections, and a very interesting story called Two Tickets, Please. And before that, the great Brian Barley with the trio from 1970 and 2x5. You're listening to In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott, and we're going to listen to another song, a very popular song many, many years ago called A Bicycle Built for Two, played for us by Stevens, Siegel, and Ferguson from their album Points of View.
Thank you.
music from the great tenor sax player Ben Webster from a compilation CD called Big Ben. We heard Tea for Two.
You are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM. Independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau. Never miss your favorite CHUO shows. Listen online and on demand at chuo.fm.
Get a clear perspective on independent music from Canada and around the world with No Filter on CHUO 89.1 FM. Every Monday at 3 p.m., you can hear awesome new music, get a preview of our city's hottest upcoming shows, and hear from the artists making headlines here in Ottawa and across the country. Focus in on No Filter every Monday at 3 p.m., only on CHUO 89.1 FM.
Let's continue with music from baritone sax great Pepper Adams from a live recording called 10 to 4 at the 5 Spot. And this song is called The Long 2-4.
We'll be right back.
That was music from guitar great Pat Metheny from his pivotal release called 8081. We heard two folk songs first. We have time for just one more track, so we're going to listen to Kirk McDonald from Ottawa from an album called The Atlantic Sessions and a beautiful tune called Two Night Stand.
If you've ever wondered why we sound so good, it's because we're community powered. And apparently, our community sounds fantastic. This is CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau.
Advertising on CHUO reaches everybody in our community. Find out more by sending an email to advertising@chuo.fm.
If you love what you hear on CHUO, go check out our GoFundMe at chuo.fm. Support today and help us raise funds to keep doing what we love, like sharing music, stories, the news, and many more things with you, the listener. Visit our website at chuo.fm, and remember, no donation is a small donation.
Dear everybody, have you ever heard of the word ableism? Well, it's time to talk about it. Why? Because you might still use a word like lame. Because you think it should be embarrassing to have different needs. Because maybe you only see a disability and not the person. Because when we talk about ableism, we can end it. Holland Bloorview wants to get the conversation started. Visit deareverybody.ca to join in.
We're going to listen now to a classic recording that Miles Davis did many, many years ago called Milestones. And from this album, we're going to listen to a track called Two Bass Hit. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. Thank you. music from an album called Beyond the Rain, featuring Chico Freeman, and we heard 2 Over 1. Miles Davis, before that, with a track from his classic recording, Milestones, we heard 2 Bass Hit. We're going to move along now with some music from Niels Landoki from a recording called Paris by Night, and his version of Sunny Moon for Two.
do the name Ruby Begonia mean anything to you?
Music from Gary Bartz with a very short tune called Ruby Begonia and Amos and Andy Theme 2. And that's taken from an album called Episode 1, Children of Harlem. That wraps it up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Join me next week for some more great jazz. Until then, have a great week. Bye for now.